Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hello, I'm Deacon Dave Drayton, and I'd like to welcome all of you to this Mass, whether you are here in person or joining us by radio, television, or the Internet. Here at St. Thomas, all are welcome to gather with us and worship at our Lord's table. If you are a visitor with us, then a very special welcome to you, and know that you are now part of our family, and always welcome to join with us in our worship. As some of you know, I've been limited in my duties as a deacon for the past 18 months, as COVID and I had a little battle. I want to thank all of you for your prayers and support over the past 18 months, and hopefully I can now step back into my role as deacon. I am sure I have missed you more than you have missed me. Right, Father Gordon? For the past several years, my wife, Sherry, and I take each grandchild out for dinner for their birthday. Not long ago, we took one of our grandsons out for his 7th birthday. While we were waiting for our dinner, he asked us about what life was like when we were his age. We explained to him that we had only one TV in our house, and the television only showed things in black and white. And it was very small in comparison to the big screen TVs of today. And we only had 3 stations to watch. We shared with him that we had only one telephone, and it hung on the wall with a long cord. And you couldn't carry the phone in your hand around the house, and you couldn't take your phone with you. So no phone in the car or while you were outside. And finally, as our waitress brought our food to our table, I told him, and there was no such thing as chicken fingers when we were growing up. Then, with a very sincere look on his face, he said to both of us, "I'm sorry you had to live during those times." Sherry and I just looked at each other and smiled. As I reflected over the past 2 weeks on today's gospel, which is centered around Jesus and 2 sisters, many thoughts came to me, yet none really ever spoke to me. As I sat and wrestled with his gospel, I recalled something Father Joe had told me years ago, as well as something Father Jerry had shared with me. Father Joe had told me when I struggled with the gospel message, I should imagine myself as being there with Jesus in the moment of the gospel, to get an awareness of what he was sharing with those around him and what he was sharing with me. Father Jerry had told me several years ago to remember that whenever Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he is always teaching them, and to understand that his words are also teaching us. While I envisioned myself standing there next to Jesus and Martha and Mary, I realized for me today's gospel is about 2 invitations. The first invitation made by Martha to Jesus and his disciples to enter her home. The unspoken second invitation of Jesus is to sit and be with him for a time. The welcoming invitation by Martha and her efforts to serve others is something that our Lord asks us to do for all our sisters and brothers, especially those who are in need, those who have been marginalized and discarded by our society. However, the invitation by Jesus is to all of us to sit and listen to him, to share him with our precious limited time, each and every day. For if we are to love the Father with all our heart, mind, and soul, what better way is there for us to show our love to Him than to set everything aside and make Him number one in our life? We do this by spending time with Him. For me, when I make the effort to shout out all the noise of the day, both around me and in my mind, and sit quietly with the Lord, my life seems to be less burdensome, and I can be open to the path He has chosen to me. But to be honest, this is extremely difficult for me to do. But when I center myself on Him rather than on me, I'm drawn to Him. By taking this time with Him, I can then focus on how I can best share the gifts He has given me with others. Many years ago, my wife shared with me a book written by Sarah Young titled Jesus Calling. And in the past, I have quoted many of her thoughts and words with you and others. Her words for today speak to this gospel story, and I would like to read her words for you now. And I quote, "Come away with me for a while. The world with its nonstop demands can be put on hold. Most people put me on hold, rationalizing that someday they will find time to focus on me. But the longer the people push me into the background of lives, the harder for them to find me. You live among people who glorify busyness. They have made time a tyrant that controls their lives. Even those who know me as Savior tend to march to the temple of the world. They have brought into the illusion that more is always better. More meetings, more programs, more activity. I have called you to follow me on a solitary path, making time alone with me your highest priority and deepest joy. It is a pathway largely unappreciated and often despised. However, you have chosen the better thing, which will never be taken away from you. And moreover, as you walk close to me, I can bless others through you." The end of her words. Both Martha and Mary loved the Lord, yet Mary took time to honor the Lord by making it a priority to sit and listen to Him over everything else. Martha wanted to serve the Lord in a way that was comfortable to her, but that is what made her feel burdened and anxious. Instead, the Lord wanted her to first be centered on Him before she went out to serve others. And that is what He asks of us. As a deacon, I've had to learn that serving others is how I best serve the Lord. However, it has to be based on what He desires for me to do rather than what I want to do. I have learned that I first need to sit at His feet and listen to Him. Not always an easy thing for me to do. If you would ever like to discuss ways in which you could serve our marginalized and discarded sisters and brothers in need, other than just making a monetary donation, which is important, please reach out to me, and I can give you many ideas on how you can serve our neighbors in need, thus serving the Lord. I'd like to end with this prayer. Mary, most holy Mother of the Church, please pray for us that we will receive the grace to love and serve our God and our sisters and brothers with the hands of Martha and the heart of her sister Mary, so that in always listening to Christ, we may be vessels filled with His peace and hope to share with all of our neighbors. Amen. And may the peace of Jesus the Christ be upon you and your loved ones this day.